3-hour ride back from Saratoga Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Last hour, got the hurgly gurglies bad. Sour burps. We're really feeling it. Go, I can make it. GPS fucked up, took us into Manhattan.
I wonder what like the inside of Zach's stomach looks like.
Oh my God.
It's like a it's just green liquid is bubbling.
Pinocchio.
Just Ninja Turtle being born in there.
Yeah.
That GPS took us into Manhattan and added a half an hour.
Ooh. Oh, no.
On the highway, I literally opened up the window to put my head out the window like a dog to try and distract myself.
Yeah.
Get into my building. Elevator stuck on one of the floors. Get on the elevator. I'm smooth sailing. Cough. Shit my pants in the elevator up to my apartment.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, mother?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. We're live Monday, November 6th.
Yep.
What a day. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Chi-Chi Benson in the motherfucking house. Actually, I'm all shaved and clean shaven right now, so I'm not Chi-Chi Benson, but it's okay. I am here with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, pal?
Eco, what's up, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you, man?
Feeling good, dude.
You
should. Feeling like a champion.
You should, man. I'm very happy for you.
Damn, dude. Did you watch live?
No,
Piece
I didn't.
Scumbag. You're not even a good friend, dude. What if I would have died? You wouldn't even watch it live.
I was reading updates, checking on you.
Good. Well, you know what, dude? I feel great. I am the champion.
Champion! Champion! Champion!
That's what I am. Thank you. Was it your family? What was that?
It's from a commercial for Las Vegas tourism.
Okay, sick. I am the champion. I did beat Tim Butterly in 3 rounds of action on this past Saturday evening. Shout out to Tim Butterly and his entire team. They did come out and have a great time, and it was all in good fun. You know, we did take it very seriously. But I'm going to have one day to gloat. I'm having one day to gloat. After today, I'm not gloating anymore. Tim Butterly is my son. That's okay. There's a new member of my family in my household. We have to get the legal adoption papers ready to go. But it was pretty fun. And we do have people, we have somebody that knows what's going on, because from the Durag and Deer Tag show, Drew Montana is on the show.
What's up, dog?
What's up, doggy?
Yeah, man. We're feeling good. Team Butterly took the overall win. Alex Stein got a win, and Naeem Ali beat the shit out of 5 civilians. So,
that's true. So
we'll take that.
Technically, it's a win.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Also,
and then he fought in the in the event as well.
And from the boys cast, Danny Polishchuk back on the show.
What's up?
What's up, doggy?
Congrats on the big win.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And look, Team Butterly, you guys are the fucking best. You guys, we're good friends.
Yeah, like, man, we had a good time. Overall, it was a great experience.
Had a great time. If you guys didn't watch it, we're going to be putting out some of these fights. I know our individual fights are going to be coming out, but it was an interesting evening. Paco, you got to give Paco, dude, Paco set the fucking tone.
Yeah.
Paco set the table for dinner, boys. And yeah, he fucking great first round TKO against Danny Dubs. I said from the very beginning, I was like, Paco is the guy to watch out for. When I train with Paco, Paco has fucking legit like power. It comes from his fucking Hawaiian ass, and it just he can fucking throw it. He can bang. Super athletic.
That was the fight I originally wanted, and I'll be honest, right now I'm reconsidering. But
would you fight Paco? Would you try to avenge? Who's better, you or Danny Dubs?
I don't know. I don't want to talk shit on Dubs. I think he had a slow start and just got cracked, but yeah. Paco is just out there winging shit, dude. I don't know. I think I could give him a fight.
Yo, Paco is a fucking savage.
Yeah, that dude is nuts.
Yeah, he's a fucking true savage. Paco was the one, and he had an injury going into it as well, so he couldn't train that much. So he had to get him out early because he was going to have trouble going to a third round. And then you and Term had a very competitive fight. You know, it was you guys were a little tentative.
Yeah. I was gun shy, dude. I don't know what it was.
You were a little gun shy, yeah. Dude. You know, but Term outpointed you slightly.
I think it's seeing your boy get knocked out in front of a bunch of white dudes wearing do-rags, and yeah. I was like, ooh, let's not do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. And that was great. And then Alex Stein versus Harrington. I didn't get to watch that live because I was backstage getting warmed up. But it was a really close fight. Like, people are saying that Harrington was robbed. Some people are saying that fucking it was a it was the right call. I don't know. Like, did you watch the fight?
I know. I saw some of the highlights. So
we're gonna put all these fights out on my YouTube channel in the next day or so. If you guys want to watch them now, you can still get them on demand. But definitely for sure by tomorrow, I think we're gonna be putting out the fights in their entirety on the YouTube channel. Yeah, dude, it was a really close fight. If you watch it, Shannon, did you think Harrington got robbed? Because I know you were watching live.
I did watch live. I guess I don't understand like what actually gives you a point or not, but it seemed to me like he did give Harrington more of a run for his money than he thought, but it seemed like he was doing a lot of pushing. He did two like backhands, which I guess you're not supposed to do. Yeah. So I feel like he was doing stuff you're not
and
supposed
Shannon
to do.
Shannon knows a thing too about being backhanded.
You get docked points for the backhand? Is that you get
You can if you're given that? A warning. Look, here's the thing. If Harrington had won because Alex Stein was doing this and that was the fucking loophole that Harrington won on, that's fucking gay as fuck as well. Harrington shouldn't want to win. Here's the thing. Team Rattlesnake, that's our one loss of the night, okay? Harrington should have fucking beat him, yeah. Right? And that's that. If you, they say it, it's an old fucking hack saying, but don't leave it in the hands of the judges. That first round was really close. It could have been either one of theirs. I thought Harrington won the second. I thought Harrington won the first two. I scored it for Harrington, and then I scored the second round for Harrington. I didn't think it needed to go to a third, but it's not crazy that they scored the first round for Alex Stein.
Yeah.
At all.
Still
at all.
Subjective.
And then the rules of the night for all the undercards, except for me and Butterly, all the other fights were two-minute rounds, and if there was a sudden death, they go to sudden death, a third two-minute round, and the fight is decided on that third two-minute round.
Gotcha, yeah.
So
yeah.
Harrington and Stein went to the third, and I thought Alex Stein might have landed a couple cleaner shots in that third round, which would have put him over the edge. But also, if they would have called that a draw, or if they would have called that for Harrington, it wouldn't have been a surprise. It was so close. And honestly, like, Harrington, he should be proud of himself. Dude, Alex Stein is a 220-pound fucking
huge
dude.
Guy.
6'4". You know, he's not a boxer, but he had an athletic background. He played football. He actually went in there and fucking, you know, put on a show. Harrington should weigh 175 pounds.
Yeah. Was Harrington able to get inside on him at all?
A little bit. Yeah, he landed. Harrington was able to land, you know. But
I know that was his strategy, he was telling me.
I think the cleaner boxing was 100% Harrington.
Yeah, Harrington had the cleaner boxing, for sure.
Yeah.
Cleaner, you know, but I think that last round, there was a couple big shots that Alex Stein landed on him. So, whatever. And then in the main event, I just fucking feel like I did a good job.
Main event to me was the Piñata fight. That was the time.
Thanks,
of the
weekend, I appreciate that.
Well, you guys did your thing, dude. Yeah. But watching my boy in a piñata costume.
Of course, it would be the piñata fight would be your main event after you guys go fucking 1-3 against the.
Yeah,
Rattles
we
thing.
Needed that, dude.
Yeah, you needed something.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude.
I saw you didn't call out Naeem after your fight.
Because I called out Jason Ellis.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Stay away from my boy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, I promise you, I'm not afraid of anybody that's on your fucking team. I'm not afraid of fucking Jason Ellis. I'm not afraid of any of these guys.
And Naeem did very little for the stereotype that when you punch black people, candy falls out.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
me and Butterly I thought we had a great fight. You guys will see it. We'll put it out on my YouTube channel or whatever. But yeah, I'm supposed to fight Jason Ellis. We'll see what happens. I gotta see. We're gonna see what's gonna happen. I'm not positive that I want to be producing events with Jason Ellis after producing an event with Jason Ellis. So I don't want to talk about it now. We'll talk. We gotta figure out what's going on moving forward. But
Are you pumped to just be done with like training and stuff?
No, I mean,
hell yeah.
I'm pumped to not be like worrying about it, but I'm excited to get like back into the gym and not get fat again. Yeah. You know, my chick right now, she's like, let's take like 2 weeks off. We'll just eat whatever we want because she's got off a tour. But it's different. Like if I take 2 weeks off of training and diet, I'll blow the fuck up. I'll be 40 pounds heavier, unquestionably.
Yeah. That was the skinniest I've ever seen you for sure on the scale.
Yeah, you're looking ripped.
Yeah, dude, I felt pretty fucking good about it. So, but yeah, that's that, man. We'll see. I don't know if I want to keep on training and stay in shape. And it's a weird thing to do, though. It's like I'm not a fighter and I'm not an athlete. I like training and I like competing. So I'm in a weird position because I don't know what to do with that. I don't want, like, I could just go to a smoker at my gym, or I could, like, have an event and have it be, like, a fun big, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't really exactly know how to...
I think the shit you're doing is the shit to do, because, like, yeah. I was talking to my coach about it. He's like, we can get you a smoker, but, like, those are dudes that are trying to be pro fighters, but, like, if it's fighting comics and shit, like...
It's just more fun, and it's a big, fun, silly event, and we get to get together with our friends and have a good time, and it is really fun. Some people like playing pickup basketball, and some people like punching their friends in the fucking face, and I really like doing that, so I don't exactly know what to do. I don't know how to... why would I take a fight if there wasn't, you know... higher stakes.
Yeah.
You know, why, you know, instead of just doing some
like Naeem Ali.
So I'm trying to, here's what I'll tell you. If Naeem goes and fucking fights somebody at one point, instead of being a fucking pussy and not fucking taking the fucking fights, then I'll fight Naeem. Because I offered Naeem two different fucking fights, and Naeem didn't want to fight him because they were fucking no names. So I will say the same thing that Naeem said. Let Naeem go get another 100,000 fucking Twitter followers. Let him fucking spend a few years building a fucking name for himself. And then I will put myself in the position to fight a dangerous ass fucking black dude from fucking Philly.
Yeah.
How about that?
No, okay? you'll be 46 years old at that time.
Exactly.
It'll be perfect. Yeah.
Exactly. No, I'm not interested in fighting Naeem. Naeem's literally, and I mean this, fucking 30 pounds lighter than me. He's got a ton of fucking experience. There's no upside in fighting Naeem.
Yeah.
But I did offer Naeem fights, and he didn't want to fucking take him. So stop acting like Naeem's the fucking man, like he's the king.
Listen, dude.
My sparring partner offered to fight Naeem, and Naeem was like, nah, dude, I don't want to do that.
All right, well, I didn't know that. You should have told me that before.
All right, stop talking. And it's not that Naeem was afraid. I know what happened. Naeem said, oh, dude, this guy could beat me, and there's no upside. He's not a name. He's not a fucking dude who, you know, has any sort of, like, profile. So what's the point of doing? He wanted to go and knock out a comedian who has a name in Jamar, and I understand that as well. But yeah, I'm not going to fight a 170-pound dude who's got a ton of experience just for the sake of being like, oh, let me give Naeem a fucking highlight reel. Fuck that, dude. All right, let's fucking move on. Let's do plugs. Let's get them out of the way, and let's get into some shit. What are you plugging on, Drew?
Digital Bazooka Podcast. Me and my boy James Moss do prank calls, and then a do-rag and the deer tag with me, Naeem, and Rob Cruz. We got some road shows coming up. Cincinnati, November 18th and 19th, and Syracuse, December 16th. So pull up.
Hell yeah.
Pull up. The Boys Cast with everybody knows with Ryan Long and Low Value Mail every Tuesday night in the Bathhouse every Wednesday night live from the Stand. Just go follow my YouTube channel, Low Value Mail, M-A-I-L.
Zach, can we go?
Booking some dates for the new year, but in the meantime, excuse me, my movie Hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm is going to be in Jersey this weekend at the Smod Castle, Kevin Smith's Theater. In Jersey, so come hang out. It's going to be this Friday night at 7:30.
Yeah, let's see. What do I got going on? New tour coming up, Mediocre Tour. Let's go to lewisofskanks.com. Starting in January, I'm going to Emes, Pennsylvania, Saratoga Springs, Tampa, Florida, a lot of other places. Going everywhere, guys. New dates coming up all the time. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP, R-A-P. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. You unlock thousands of hours that are not available anywhere else. Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and many other shows. You also get access to the Racist Live Chat.
Shout out. They've been in a
shout out to the Racist Live Chat.
Bombarding my show recently.
Let's see. Monkey Brand says, only thing worse than fight talk, Lewis, is 5-minute plug, Lewis. You know what, Monkey Brand? Suck my fucking dick. How about that, you fucking asshole? Chad, Monkey Brand acts up again. I want you to ban him for fucking 10 minutes from the Racist Live Chat. You know, I'm fucking around, doggy? Please. Let's see. What else? That's really it, right? Other pods, Legion of Skanks. New regs out tomorrow night. Check that out. That should be a good time. All right. Let's see. Runaway Slav says, Racist Live Chat been repping in the Bathhouse. No homo. Okay. Hell yeah.
Yes, they have.
Hell yeah. All right. There you go. What is this? Does it live? Porsche going 100 miles per hour. Loses control. Didn't Derek Lewis just get arrested for driving his Porsche like 130 miles an hour?
Like a night before the fight.
Yeah, dude. What a psycho.
Yeah. Wild dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he got his ass beat.
Is it that or is that... When you're that high level of a competitor, you really need something to.
Yeah, it's the only thing that can like just release a little dopamine in your.
Yeah,
like John Jones too. It's like you got to go hard to fucking.
Yeah, you just
live
just
that
to
wild.
Feel something.
Traffic is probably crazy. So gay if you're a badass fighter, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to figure like you have a car like it. You want to see how fast it can go at one point. Like,
yeah.
I probably hit 110 in my Audi just for the hell of it, because I wanted to see how.
Yeah, we were listening to Kickstart My Heart. Yeah, dude. We were screaming.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking, it ruled. But if I had a fucking Porsche, you want to hit one? Can I get to 160? Let's go.
Yeah, you
got to
do it.
You got to do it.
Whenever I get in my mom's car, I go fast, and that's a Chevy Malibu. So I can't even imagine what it must feel like to get in a Porsche.
Let's see. Does it live?
Does it live?
Or does it die? Let's see.
There's no sound.
That's it.
There's a couple different angles it's going to show you.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is this the Chinese guy?
Yeah, oh. I can't answer because I know the...
Shannon, is this the Chinese guy?
I believe it's a Chinese lady.
Lady.
China, excuse me.
Yeah, not doing anything for the stereotypes. Yeah.
This is the safest she's ever driven. Yeah.
There's a safety course in that country.
It's her driver's test.
So what happened? Give me some more details about what happened to the car. It flipped how many times, blah, 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 blah.
I believe it flipped twice. She was going 100 miles per hour, and then it just seems like it just all of a sudden lost control, spun, and then went off the road. She's 26 years old, and she was in the car with one other person. This has happened on Washington State Highway.
Yeah.
What was the race of the other person in the car?
Probably the same. Answer. I know what happened, though.
I'm going to say they're both dead.
I'm going to say if both Asian, they survived. Flexible.
I don't know why in my head, like, cars, like... You can't die in a car. So we were just driving before. There was a crane with like a giant like metal pole. They were like pulling up, and I was like, "This thing's going to drop on my head."
Final destination.
But yeah, like in my head, I was like, "No, my car would save me, right?" Probably not.
Probably not.
Your car will save you from a bad crash if you're the driver. A lot of times, if you're
the driver,
because it's just I think the way it's like built is not always obviously. But
dude, my algorithm lately on Facebook and like TikTok has been nothing but like crash simulations. Like you see those videos of like. A car hitting something at 10 miles an hour and then it hitting it at 20 and then it goes up
oh,
to like
yeah.
400 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. It's always like little like people like yeah. The bus. I saw like a double decker bus. Shannon, try to find them like simulations and it'll hit a pole.
Yeah.
And the first like 10 miles an hour and the bus just goes and everyone's like, hey. It's like 20 and then like people are kind of like fucked up a little bit. Then 30, a couple bodies fly off the bus.
Dude, they get so extreme with it. They're like 700 miles an hour.
And you just
everyone
see people's
disintegrates
bodies.
It. Yeah. Just I watch them all day, dude.
Oh, dude, it rules.
Yeah.
It really does rule.
Have you seen they do the same thing but with gravity? So what the crash would look like on different planets?
No.
They'd just be like literally like you just see people like go into the ground.
Is that made by AI or is that made by a dude who's figuring out what
I'm
it would
I'm
look
sure
like.
It's a program that takes into account.
Yeah.
I didn't even think. I thought Forza just got better. I was like, dude, Forza is sick.
Do you have any of those simulations, Shannon? And also, did she live or die?
She lived. Passenger died.
Yeah.
She lived, passenger died.
And then she tried to escape to China to...
She
avoid
did
charges.
Escape.
She's in China.
She's like, I'm a panda bear.
So she basically got in this crazy wreck, hopped on a plane.
Oh, I'm not even human. Not
like so she was in the hospital for a week, wouldn't answer any questions, got out of the hospital, hightailed it.
It's that easy?
China, and with the rules we have with China, we can't extradite her.
Yeah.
So she's just no charges.
Yeah. That's like a common thing, I think, is Chinese nationals commit crimes and stuff here. I think something similar happened in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Wow. So what? So she was just speeding for the hell of it.
I mean, you got a car like that, you got to open it up.
Yeah.
She heard a house across town put out a lot of cans.
Did you find any simulations?
Recycling day.
Did you find any simulations, Shannon?
I just hold on. Someone just put it in the chat. Which one it is? Hold on. Sorry.
Is it? Did they?
Shout out to the chat.
I bet you it's not. I bet you they're just putting up fucking GIFs of fucking...
Yeah, I don't think that is it.
Yeah, no, Shannon, that's not what it is. It's a specific thing where it's a computer animation that shows you what the different crashes would look like.
Do they still do them as like the actual physical crash test dummies and everything? Or have they moved on to...
Remember they tried to make crash test dummies a fucking thing for a hot minute?
It was a cartoon.
Like, it was a cartoon. They were characters.
The toys ruled because they exploded.
Yeah, they exploded. You had to put them... I remember those. Yeah, those were actually kind of badass.
Did you like them?
I was the right age for that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a little too old. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
There's just nothing to them.
Why'd you grow up to look like them?
I might have been too young for that. I just remember them in commercials.
Lewis, that would be a great Halloween costume for you.
A crash test dummy.
But do they still run them at, like the tests, or is that like...
I, I,
would imagine every new car still does it for.
They don't have like they don't have like a simulation or whatever. Like,
well, I'm sure they're better. I'm sure the crash test dummy technology has gotten like way better. Yeah. Right. Like, because they would put like things in their body to like test like the impact of, you know.
Yeah.
But now they have like, let's see, what is this?
Does this look like it,
Shannon? No.
It says, wait, there's the people.
This is Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm going to fucking come out in that booth and kill you.
This is Lewis's live stream.
This is me. This is me. Every time I try to get to the studio. Fuck! Fucking motherfucker. No, Shannon, that's not what it is.
It's a computer simulation of car crashes.
I'm going to kill you.
How is it far off?
Shannon, it's not what it is.
I don't even know what you would search.
I would go simulation car crash wall.
Miles per hour.
So it's not even. I want to move on because I don't know what to. I can't yell at her, but if she pulls something else up that it's not it, I'm going to fucking lose my mind, dude.
I don't know what to say.
I can't look like at another goddamn computer generated car crash.
There's so many computer generated car crashes. That's not the thing. You can share this. You can try this.
Here you go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, this is actually, but this isn't what.
This isn't the exact one.
But I don't like that they made computer-generated crash test dummies. They could be real people.
Just get to the one where they hit it at 600 miles. This shit rules.
Damn. Oof.
Hell yeah.
That's it.
That's the stuff, dude.
I haven't worn my seatbelt on a flight in a really long time, and yesterday, as I was touching down, it was just terrible timing. Like, whatever it was, I was in the very first seat, fucking first class, hell yeah, doggy. First class flight from Tampa is literally just a slightly bigger seat. That's my new thing, is I wait till the morning that I'm leaving, and I'm like, can I upgrade to first class? And then I always do, because it's always like $200, but it's never real first class. Right, it's always fucking gay first class.
Domestic, like short haul.
So then I I didn't have my seatbelt on, and we were like landing, and we literally landed. And I went to go pick up something on the floor, and then they like really hit the brakes, and my fucking head hit the fucking wall in front of me, dude. And I was like, it was actually dangerously hard.
The pilot brake checked you.
Yeah, dude, it was really fucking bad.
I touched a lady's leg on that plane on accident on the way home.
Really?
She had my seatbelt on, like the I was on the window seat, and she had like my seatbelt in the middle seat. And I was not even like noticing I was doing it. I just like picked up the bottom of it and tried to like bring it over to me. And then I woke this lady up while I was touching her leg. And I was like, my bad. That's my seatbelt. Oh, and she gave it to me.
Hell yeah. Goddamn right. Yeah. I don't mind waking people up at all. That's why I sit in the window at this point.
Just so
I'm not woken up. Yeah, if I have to go to the bathroom, I'm like, excuse me. Hello. Hello. I got to go to the bathroom. Yeah. They have to stay awake now for the next 8 minutes as they go beat my dick in the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom, the marquee sponsors for all things here at Gas Digital, the marquee sponsors for Carnival Combat, Skankfest, and everything else that we really do. Without them, a lot of this stuff would not be possible, so you should be supporting them. If you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over 21 years old, you got to get your Kratom from YoKratom.com.
Absolutely. They have all the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. There's no better deal in the world of Kratom than a $60 kilo delivered right to your door.
Yeah, right now, go to YoKratom.com. We love them. You should too. All right, where were we? All right, so the chick lived. That's great. Good for her. All right, so a fifth accuser accuses Russell Brand, and he claims that he showed her his penis and sexually assaulted her. Is that sexual assault just simply showing your cock?
It is now.
Yeah.
It definitely is now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That was just a hilarious thing back in the day.
Yeah.
You would just have your dick out.
Yeah.
I mean, to girls in, like, high school, I mean, look, gals, get
out. How old were you?
I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
But I would do that all the time. I would walk around the lunchroom, and I would make my dick, like, semi-hard, and then in my jeans, I would pump it for the girls, and then they'd giggle. They loved it, dude. They fucking loved it. Except that one girl. Except that one girl who really hated it.
The one girl who's going to be going to the press shortly, being like, Lewis.
Yo, I fucking, I used to do that, and then I would regularly, like, not even to girls, but to anybody, you would just pull your dick out and be funny with it. Like, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's frowned upon now.
Hindsight's
20/20. That's all I'm saying.
What a crazy world we live in.
We're re-adjudicating the past right now, unfortunately.
I pulled my dick out on the bus one time when I was in like 10th grade, and I just like kind of put my arms between the seats and started like flapping it in front of my boy, and he didn't think it was funny, and he like reported me to the principal. And I denied it heavily, and they were like, we have you on bus cam doing it.
And I was, bus cams back then?
It was your friend?
Kinda. I guess. Not really. I was gonna say, yeah. He was my classmate. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You said your boy. I was like, your friend would fucking do that?
No. I thought we were closer. But yeah, I thought the bus cam didn't work, so I was like, fucking pull the tapes. You? Like 10th grade. So
10th grade. It's it was like 2010. Funny, what a fucking bitch.
But then seeing
myself,
you
can't sexually harass another man if he's not gay and you're not gay.
Yeah, exactly.
It is simply just being hilarious.
Yeah, it's just being funny.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Maybe he is gay, though, and he just wasn't out yet.
I remember the fourth.
They had the tape?
Yeah, dude. Seeing yourself on bus cam just like flash your
dude,
tape.
If I were you, when they showed you the tape, I'd be like, dude, you're watching fucking child pornography right now, you fucking sick.
I was like, also, I did a helicopter with it there, and that's funny. So undeniably, always hilarious.
Dude, I did, I remember in like the fourth grade, maybe fifth grade, there was a kid, Emmett Leah was this kid, and he was in the bathroom stall next to me, peeing. And I stood up on the toilet and peeked over, not to see his dick, just to be like, ooh,
yeah,
hello, I can see your dick. I mean, like, I wasn't trying, I wasn't trying to see his dick, I was just trying to be like, hey, dude, I can see your dick, isn't this hilarious? And he was not feeling it at all. He got really, like, upset, and he went and reported me. And I got in trouble. I mean, it was my first, like, it was my first and only time, but it was like, like being interrogated as a sex criminal.
Did you cry in the principal's office?
No, dude. They made me feel like a real fucking creep. I was like, dude, I wasn't trying to see his dick like that, dude. I was trying to see his dick in a hilarious way. Yeah. Nothing weird about, I wasn't doing anything weird.
Principals don't get it, dude.
I know, they don't get it at all. Yeah. And I was trying to tell, I was like, dude, I wasn't trying to see your dick like that, dude. Like, I was going like, ooh, I can see your dick. But I wasn't turned on by it. I was just being like, you know.
Just to fuck with you.
Yeah. So that was my only time that I was ever.
Yeah. So what's going on with Russell Brand, though?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Are they?
I guess he showed his penis.
And that's some girl, just another chick.
It happened in 2010 on the set of Arthur. It's an undisclosed actress.
Is that like a kid's movie?
On the set of Arthur is hilarious.
No, it's the remake of the Dudley Moore movie.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was the kid's show. I was going to say no.
He was like, looking at his
and I say, hey.
Fist, and then he got his dick in it.
What exactly happened here, Shannon?
So she claims that around this period of time, so she was hired to be on the set for 3 days. On her first day, she said he appeared to be intoxicated, smelled of alcohol, and was carrying a vodka bottle around on set.
Right. So he was in character for the movie where he's an alcoholic?
Yes. So then she, it says that in front of a bunch of crew members is when he took out his penis in front of her. But then later on.
See, that's also my defense there would be like, dude, people were there. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you want me to say
one
here?
One person is complaining and 50 other people thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Like, so honestly, like, maybe this wasn't for you. Maybe I was showing you my dick for them.
Yeah.
You ever think about that? Like, I'm being funny for them, and you have to crack a couple eggs to make an omelet, and my hilarious omelet is made. You are the egg that I cracked.
Fair.
She also said he followed her into the bathroom later the same day, sexually assaulted her while a member of the production crew guarded the door from the outside.
Mm. Oh, that one's tough.
Yeah, that one's...
Can I say
that's not exactly a cracked egg?
This is some bullshit. So I'm playing right now. Every time I know what the fuck's going on. I read between the lines. I am the world's leading rape dick. Okay. You know what? Let's rape dick this right now, Shannon. Fuck it.
Rape. All I know is ball and good. Rape.
We're going to get to the bottom of this right now. I'm telling you right now that I don't believe that this happened. There are no production staff members guarding doors. My production staff is one of the most loyal production staffs in the fucking world, and they're extremely rapey. They know who the fuck they're dancing with, right? They dance with the devil every morning they wake up, right? None of these people are going to guard the door for me as I fucking sexually assault the chick, right? And we are not mainstream. This is the movie Arthur. This is fucking United Artists, or this is fucking...
Yeah, this is like Warner Brothers lot or something.
Yeah, dude, this is some...
Miramax.
Yeah, dude.
I guess they're trying to say that in 2010, they go, this was normal.
No.
You just grab a PA and go, hey, guard the door while I write this shit. And you go, okay.
I don't believe it.
Yes, sir, Mr.
The
Brand.
Sound guy guarding the door.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I just... So here's the reason I say this is because when I hear that, the first thing I hear is when they go, oh, sound guy or one of the production staff go out of the door. I go, ka-ching, ka-fucking-ching.
Well, you think it's Pfizer found this chick and trying, goes, hey, like,
she's trying to sue.
Well, Russell Brand has been going after Big Pharma and
no,
all that stuff.
No, I don't
stuff.
Think it's Big Pharma.
Like, you think it's Big Pharma?
No, I'm not a conspiracy. I'm not a only losers believe in conspiracies, mm-hmm. just so you know. If, yeah. if you hear anybody who ever says any a single conspiracy, they're a loser. They have nothing going Brand. On in their fucking lives, dude. I'm telling you right now, absolute losers believe in conspiracy theories. Fucking people who have fucking service dogs
yeah.
and conspiracy theorists. Every fucking time, they're never not losers, dude. It's never not a loser. I don't care if it's a real service dog or a fucking fake one, and they just got the fucking little coat yeah. on the internet, dude. Losers. Mm. Every fucking single time, unquestionably. But this person is trying to sue. They when they say the staff member is guarding the door, they go, oh, cool, now they know, now it's the fucking production company. They're going to immediately fucking settle out of court no matter
yeah.
what, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to cast as large of a fucking sue net as possible.
Which probably makes sense.
Yeah. Dude, that's like a big move for people in jail. I've heard they just try and sue everybody. Because I think you have like free representation in jail.
Really?
And you had yeah. nothing to do, probably.
Yeah, so why not? Just
busy
like...
just whipping up court cases.
Dude, yeah. I would get so in shape if I went to jail. I would just work out all the time.
Yeah. I think it's hard to get your like right nutrition in there. That's the problem.
Yeah, I was say you're just doing push-ups and eating like corn and mashed potatoes.
Well,
like,
here's the thing: I would be trading my carbs very often for proteins.
Yeah,
and I think people would be into that. I think people are like, yo, I'll take that cornbread for this shitty ass ham, motherfucker. I'm like, yeah. All right, let's do it, dude. I'm going to go protein fucking heavy, dude.
I don't know if they have that option in jail.
What?
Like to just get proteins and
You can get I think I watch a lot of jail TikToks.
Yeah,
and they can get there's some stuff
protein like shakes.
I think you can get some sort of like protein powders. I think
I bet you can, dude. A commissary, I bet you, because it's a business for the jail, dude.
True.
So that's a fucking 7-Eleven for the fucking jail. They want to have
but it's mostly just like junk food.
Yeah,
yeah, but you can get some stuff.
But yeah, do I get some protein shakes?
Like a hard boiled egg. A lot of hard boiled eggs. That's what you've eaten all the time. Hard boiled eggs.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go. I've been talking a lot about 60 Days In because I've been watching 60 Days In so much. I'm just fantasizing.
Is that the one where
jail.
They're like they're not actual?
They're not actual criminals.
Oh, yeah, I watched the first one, and then like the guy who was like an actual CEO or whatever, and then he's like started crying. He's like, I can't do this.
It's such a crazy amount of time, too.
What, 60 days?
60 days in jail is fucking nuts.
But you can tap out at any time.
Yeah, you can tap out at any time.
So if one day you go like, yeah, I feel really like I'm gonna get killed. Like the one dude, I watched the last episode. And they're like, yo, if somebody calls you a bitch in jail, like, they want to fight you. And then it was, like, the pod boss, and the guy sitting there, and they just cut to him. He was like, yo, bitch, I want to fight you.
tap.
Dude, I would tap on the bus. Yeah.
He puts the towel around his neck. He's like, sure, could use some good coffee in here. Some good coffee, I said, coffee.
Nebraska.
Yeah, dude. Fucking wild, dude. But I weirdly fantasize about going to jail now and seeing if I could fucking do it.
Yeah. Didn't, how long do you think you'd last? Super Size Me guy do that for a bit?
He went to jail?
I think he did 30 days or something.
There was some internet strike.
Did he completely lie about
Morgan
the results
Spolak?
Of that, too?
Yeah, probably.
Did he not reveal that he was a raging alcoholic and that's why his numbers are all fucked up?
No. Oh, really? Oh, is that what happened with the McDonald's one?
Yeah, he admitted that he was like wrecked drunk for all of it. So like all the liver shit that happened to him.
Oh, but really? Can I also say he was probably an alcoholic before the McDonald's stuff, too? So the McDonald's stuff didn't help. Like, it was probably in conjunction with that. If anybody ate McDonald's every day for 30 days, I believe that would likely be the result.
Yeah.
you'd really...
They said he definitely fudged some of the numbers.
I'm sure. But as an adult, if I ate McDonald's once.
Yes.
One time, I'm bloated, I'm sweating, I feel like... Inside of like my fucking good. Muscles and joints, I feel like
inflammation.
Like poison is being released into my body, dude. It really like fucks me up. And this is just as I've gotten older. Any like fast food or any like real like really junky shit.
I have to say, so Lewis, how many days are you without incident?
The 22nd of October, was it? Or no, September.
Damn. Okay.
Why?
Because I have to restart my clock.
What happened? You had an incident?
Yeah.
What's the incident?
I shit my pants Saturday night.
That's honestly what I thought you were.
3-hour ride back from Saratoga Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Last hour, got the hurgly gurglies bad. Mm. Sour burps. We're really feeling it. Go, I can make it. GPS fucked up, took us into Manhattan.
I wonder what like the inside of Zach's stomach looks like. Oh my God. It's like a yeah. just green liquid yeah. bubbling.
Pinocchio.
Just Ninja Turtles yeah, being born
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
Shit, sex.
That GPS took us into Manhattan and added a half an hour.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
On the highway, I literally opened up the window to put my head out the window like a dog to try and distract myself.
Yeah.
Get into my building. Elevator stuck on one of the floors. Get on the elevator. I'm smooth sailing. Cough. My pants in the elevator up to my apartment.
Like you're allowed to shit in the elevator.
What?
You're allowed to shit in the elevator.
It was just.
Yeah, you are technically home free at that point.
Yeah. I mean, thank God it wasn't in the car.
Like, at that point, you're just like, I made myself some laundry.
Yeah. And it was
It wasn't like you're like out at a
Is
club.
It like when you vomit, though, do you feel a little better immediately? You're like, oh, that
No,
feels,
because
that
I got, good. It was one squirt of about 50 to come.
Oh.
So I still had a stiff leg in there. I was like just throwing
shit on
the floor.
I just watched that George Brett, that classic George Brett video about him shitting his pants. The other day, I don't know if you ever seen any of the baseball player, the Kansas City Royals. Oh, if you never seen it?
What was that?
Oh, it's a fucking classic. He's at spring training, and he's just like, I just farted. And he's like, man, let me tell you about this one time I shit my pants. He's like, I was at the Bellagio, and then he's like, he ate crab legs, and like literally, he's like at some restaurant, they brought crab legs because they're all these like famous baseball players, and he's like, you got to eat these, and he goes, and then I'm in this elevator, and it's just like fucking liquid just coming out of my ass, and he's like, I had to leave his friend gave him like a jet. Jacket. His buddy came, gave him a jacket. He's like, I left my boots, my pants, everything in the men's room. And he's like, I was just like shitting everywhere in the fucking Bellagio.
Yeah, I haven't shit my pants in a very long time. And it's been like, it's not even like, I remember really shitting my pants. It was like usually a fart, little squirt. Does that count?
I don't think so.
No, that's a misfire.
A shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question is, what happens with the underwear? Does it go back in the rotation or do you toss it?
No, like, I have an underwear sponsor. I have an unlimited amount of underwear. There's no reason to fucking keep the underwear going. No.
But sometimes it's just so destroyed, you know, that you're like, I'm not even going to try to salvage it.
If you put
this.
Something dense in there, you got to get rid of those.
No, that's that, dude. You fucking shit your underwear, that's that. Yeah. You throw them at your best friend's face, and that's that. Call it a day. Yeah. Yeah, no, I haven't shit my pants in a while. I'm not a shit my pants type of guy, dude.
Yeah, no. I got complete control of my ass.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Tight fucking asshole.
Yeah, dude.
Tight sphincter, dude. Keep it all in.
Tight.
Yeah. Yeah, haven't done that. Haven't vomited in a while. Dude, I get offered so many drugs at Carnival Combat. The amount of cocaine and Molly that I've been offered, I'm so good. I think I have passed my time where I'm going to do drugs.
Yeah,
that's good.
Because at this point, like, it's just. If I'm not going to do it at Skankfest, if I'm not going to do it at Carnival of Combat, you know, these massive fucking events on the road, every time I'm on the road, I get offered it. These are the times that I could do it. I'm not going home to my kid on a Friday night after the fucking late show. Saturday, I could sleep in all day. And I just don't have the urge to do it anymore.
The fights are different. Skankfest, if you're like past doing drugs there, I don't know what's wrong with you, dude.
But yeah.
The fights, like, it's just all adrenaline. Like, as soon as I got done fighting, someone offered me Molly.
Did you do it?
No.
No, you weren't into it. Thank you, Don.
I mean, I was like, I'm still like sweating from a fight.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking about
that. Well, you were also, your boys were fighting too.
Yeah, I had to watch that. But, yeah.
Yeah, fucking, no, I'm just not, whatever it is, I've turned the corner in my life where I don't want the feeling of feeling like shit the next day. And it's just not worth it.
Yeah. You've just been there so many times. You're like, it's such a diminishing return. You go, I know exactly what this is.
I've done like all the partying that I could ever fucking possibly want to do in my life. I've done it all. I'm just not, you know, imagine the amount of times that I've just been sitting in front of my toilet. It's like looking at my toilet and just fucking puking it all up. Just fucking, oh, that fucking feeling.
This is a new chapter
for you. There is a worse feeling than that.
What?
There it is, the puke. And then you see the one red drip go into the bowl, and you realize you puked so hard you gave yourself a nosebleed from the night before.
Oh, good God, I've never done that. What is going on with you, man?
Yeah, no, well, that's a night of nose drugs. That's a night of nose drugs.
Ben in the Race to Live Chat. Ben in the Race to Live Chat says Lewis has swore off drugs before he ever met this chick. You guys making everything about her is very good. Oh, people are saying that it's because of my chick. That's why they're saying I'm not doing drugs because my girl. I've been off of drugs, but way before I met my chick. It's been like 2.5 years at least. I told her though, I was like, if you see me doing cocaine, even just one time, because she would never say don't do something. She's like super supportive. She's not that type of chick. But I told her, I was like, if you ever see me doing cocaine, it is a problem. It's not just a once. And I felt like on Saturday night after the fights, people are like, dude, let's get fucking coke. And I thought about it. I was like, dude, I was like, God, that'd be fucking dope, dude. Winning a fucking fight, going out afterwards, going to the bar, getting drunk, doing a little bit of blow. What a fun night that would be. And I had a 7 o'clock in the morning flight. I was like, just looking forward to getting up at 5 a.m. after doing coke for hours.
I don't think you'd be getting up.
It would be a, or just, yeah, just getting onto that flight, feeling like shit, having to do a Halloween party with my kid later on that day. It was truly fucking hell. But I remember, I said this to my friends that night too. I was like, guys, if you see me doing coke, even if I'm just fucking just doing a little bump, that one little bump, no matter how innocent it may seem, I am going down a dark fucking path and I'm making a decision to be a fucking shithead. If you see me eating a Snickers bar, with the exception of, you know, it's Halloween. I had a couple of Snickers bar yesterday, the Halloween party.
Just a little bump.
Just a little bump. The little tiny ones. Yeah. Yeah.
A little bump.
Dougie, if I...
they really should call those Snickers bumps.
Dougie, if you see me if on a Tuesday night, randomly... And I got a fucking king-size Snickers bar and I'm just eating it in the corner of a room by myself. That's a sad occurrence. There's nothing happy happening there. It's fucking, like, I've given up. I've done something psychologically. I've jumped off a ledge. So, yeah. That's just, I'm just not, maybe I'm getting boring as I'm getting older. People get mad at me now. They're sounds like, dude, like Lewis fucking sucks now.
I mean,
dude,
you're equating eating Snickers bars with cocaine at this
Dougie,
point.
I'm 40. I'm 41 years old. Some of these people want me to ruin my life still.
Yeah,
they would like 20s. Me to be having incidents, fighting people in the streets, doing drugs, ruining my life, nearly fucking killing myself, getting into fights with my friends, arguing with my friends on podcasts.
It sells tickets, brother.
It does, but it kind of like it doesn't really make me happy as a human being. I have to remind myself before I do certain shit, right? No matter what it is, I was like, is this what's going to make me happy?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm trying to make my fucking self happy. And, you know, if I'm not as much of a degenerate and that makes people not want to listen to my podcast as much, so be it. That, you know, I love people listening to the podcast, but. I'm not, I'm happy that I don't have...
The picture of you in the chat doing boo-boo face makes me so happy right now.
Thank you, Omega Jordan. It doesn't make me happy to fucking be freaking out on strangers and trying to fucking fight them or like to be fucking, you know, having a blow up on a taxi driver or a fucking customer service person. Like that legitimately doesn't actually make me happy. I know it can be funny for like the moment for you guys, but you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because then it's like, oh, Lewis is a fucking asshole. He's a piece of shit to everybody, blah, 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 blah. So then when I'm not, people are like, oh, Lewis has lost his touch. He's getting soft.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Dude, I used to get on the phone with customer service people and yell from the rip. And like the older I'm getting, I'm just like saying please and shit. And I'm like, oh, they're actually solving my problems now.
It
this
helps
is unbelievable.
So much more. Yeah. I one time in 2003, something happened. I fucked up at Sprint, like something with my phone. And I went to the customer service dude, and I fucking just laid in. I was like, yeah, forget my fucking thing, blah, 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 blah. And whatever it was, they helped me. And they're like, all right, sir, blah, blah. And then I was like, that's it. That's the way you handle people. It was this weird laugh. I was like 20 years old. It was this weird lesson. I was like, that's it, dude. I got it now. And then for years, it never worked again. There was not a single time where that approach ever worked.
Never.
Ever again. And now I'm just fucking, now I join all these rewards programs. I'm like United and fucking, I'm in fucking Hilton. And it's like, now I'm like, excuse me, I'm a Hilton Honors member. I'm very loyal. And I just sort of speak in that tone. And they always help me now.
Yeah.
Every single fucking time. And I know it doesn't create a moment for the podcast where I can come and be a jackass for my friends to make fun of. But, you know, I think for my own fucking psychological well-being, it's
Also,
way
what does
to
it
be.
Benefit you if you yell at them and they go tell you, basically, go fuck yourself? They're like, there's nothing we can
they
do.
They never
for
help.
Like, I know there's something
they
you can do.
They put a
me.
Note on your account.
Dude, I was going to say, they record it on your account. So, like, the Philadelphia Parking Authority has, like, years of me calling in being like, you guys are fucking wrong. You're all gay. I'll fucking beat the shit out of your officers. And now I'm calling back and being like, hey, can I get on a payment plan? And they're like, is this the same guy that fucking threatened all of us?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, different number.
No, dude, it's weird.
I just bought this phone, yeah.
Different guy.
Yeah.
I got to relive one of my favorite Lewis incidences in Saratoga Springs. My buddy, Alex, who drove me, is a Legion of Skanks fan, and I pointed at a Dunkin' Donuts, and I went, that's the snacking bacon Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah.
That was brutal. I got really hot snacking bacon. No, just really.
No,
I got
ice cold snacking bacon.
Well, I got snacking bacon from Dunkin' Donuts, and they fucking gave it to me. It was really cold. Like, it was actually cold. They didn't heat it up at all. So I pull back in, and this is when I was like trying to eat like no carbs. Snacking bacon is just literally bacon, dipped in crystallized sugar, and then they fry it. It is the least healthy.
How's
thing
that? No carbs possibly. Though. If there's,
it's
sugar.
All carbs.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, they're literally taking the one thing.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm. It's candied bacon essentially, yeah. Except they gave it to me cold, and I was like, this sucks. I go back. I was like, guys, come on, what are you doing? I was like, yeah, that's what's cold. They're like, no, it's supposed to be served cold. And I'm such a condescending prick. I'm like, excuse me, I get snacking bacon almost daily.
I believe your words were all over this country.
All over this country. I'm a touring comedian. I get snacking bacon all over this country. You're the only Dunkin' Donuts who serves it cold. So you're going to tell me everyone else has it wrong, but you have it right. And she's like, fine, sir, I'll give you your snacking bacon. And she heats it up. This bitch put it in for three times the amount of time you're supposed to.
She right, oh, you want hot bacon? You want hot
Dog, you going to the car. Dude.
That's what I would do.
Dude, I'm driving, dude.
And he's telling me the story. So now I'm getting the call. Oh, you want to work? Yes, I was like a wonder.
So then I grabbed the bacon, dude. And I just the motion, the only way I can describe it is like, you know, a slap bracelet where you slap it on your wrist?
Yeah.
I slap braceleted the bacon into my mouth. Dude, it was so hot. I went, and it just.
It's Homer when he eats the pepper.
Dude, it burnt my fucking
there was
lip.
1 second of registering the pain. It was so hot that I think it was cold when it hit it. Like, you know when something's so hot? Like, oh, yeah, that's yeah. cold. Oh, it's really hot.
Dude, and then I almost crashed my car. It was
and
so
he spit bacon ever. I mean, yeah. The console, the windshield.
It's like Duncan got the last laugh.
Those are the good old days. All right, let's see.
All right, Zach, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast, stay healthy, and get what you want to get this winter when you're trying to get in shape. I'll tell you right now, the winter time is always when I get fat, and Factor Meals is going to help me keep in shape this winter.
Hey, you know, some of us could lose some weight. I'll admit it. And Factor Meals has great stuff, great dinners, great lunches, great breakfast, great snacks, and stuff for the calorie conscious among us.
Yeah, of course. I do a lot of keto very often, but if you want anything from low fat to low carb to vegan, if you're like Shannon, they have all those different options. They have breakfast options, snack options. Everything gets delivered right to your door, and you can just heat it up in 2 minutes. These are restaurant quality meals. All you got to do is go to factormeals.com/WRAP50 and use code WRAP50 for 50% off. That's 50% off. That's an incredible deal. Right now, factormeals.com/WRAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we?
Okay, DiGiorno Pizza releasing a limited edition Thanksgiving pizza pie. That's fun. If you're getting DiGiorno, that sucks too. First of all, DiGiorno's fucking expensive, dude. It's like a $12 pizza.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is that what it's at now?
I think so. DiGiorno's an expensive fucking pie.
Too much crust. That's my. They're just like the. I mean, if you live in New York City, you're getting DiGiorno pizza. Insane.
DiGiorno pizza is fucking. It's psychotic.
It's like people who get 7-Eleven pizza here. You're like, what the fuck are you?
What's the one that is it Boboli?
Boboli's one of them.
I know, these cocksuckers.
Boboli is
Red Baron.
Doggy Boboli is just. They give you the. Tombstone. They're like, here's the crust. Buy your own cheese and sauce.
Oh, that's crazy.
And make your pizza at home like a fucking jerk off.
I mean, yeah,
it's probably better than the Red Baron shit. It's also all expensive now. Like, I remember, like, frozen pizzas used to be like $3.
Dude, I used to get the ones for a fucking dollar. Even when I moved to New York City, because me and my buddy Forrest would get these, right? When we were like 19 years old, they were personal pizzas, right? And you get like meat lovers. It'd be like pepperoni, sausage, and it'd be covered. Dude, it was $1. You throw it in the fucking oven for 11 minutes. It was like a little thin crust. Cut up into 4 pieces, and they were fucking phenomenal, dude. Being a broke ass, you would just figure out ways to fucking eat. Like ramen, when I was a kid, I never ate ramen as a college kid. It wasn't like that. Like, but I used to love as a fucking, well, my mom just didn't have good food in the house, but she would buy like ramen. And I would make fucking a can of tuna. I'm salivating right now thinking about this, dude. My old Poor Foods. I fucking love my old Poor Foods, dude.
Poor Foods rule.
Dude, Poor Foods. Well, you know what? What you snacking on, Poor Foods edition? I know that Drew Montana is going to be able to relate to this.
Oh, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you snacking on?
What are you snacking
Yeah, dude, when I was like in high school, my mom would buy ramen. I would get like the chicken ramen, put the packet fucking, you boil the water, put the packet in the fucking boiling water for like a minute or two, take a little fucking, boom, just pour the powder in. There's nothing else to that ramen. I think you were supposed to put in an egg. You're supposed to put in some other shit.
Only Asian people do that.
Yeah, but I think the way you're supposed to do ramen, I think they're like, no, this is the ramen. This is the noodles and the sauce. And it was like, now you get the other things and you put it in. But that's not, we just straight up ate the fucking ramen. But I would make a fucking tuna sandwich, doggy. I would make two tuna sandwiches out of a can of tuna, a little bit of mayonnaise, put it on fucking toast, and I would dip my fucking tuna sandwich into the ramen like it was a donut with fucking coffee. Dude, I'm salivating.
That's a good move.
Doggy, it was fucking... I used to fucking love that. I want that right now.
Dude, I've been eating... I've been making mad meatloafs lately. Meatloaf is like the cheapest, easiest shit to make.
Meatloaf? I make a solid meatloaf, doggy.
We gotta have a loaf off, bro.
You want a loaf off, doggy? Yeah. I don't know if you're ready for this.
All beef?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All beef.
You don't do like a blender, no pork or anything in there?
No, that gets expensive. Oh. Yeah. We're talking about the on sale. It expires tomorrow. I'm picking
It's already brown.
Yeah, I'm picking those up. Yeah. Loafing them.
Yeah. Yeah. When the blood is like a brownish yellow.
Yeah,
color.
At the bottom of the thing. Yeah.
That thing stinks.
Looks like embalming fluid. Yeah. It's really not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. A meatloaf is, what do you do for your meatloaf? How do you do your meatloaf?
Little breadcrumbs, little orange peppers, little onions.
Orange peppers. Yeah. Okay.
Dice them all up. And then, yeah, just like fucking a little garlic.
That's it.
A little barbecue sauce, hot sauce.
That's it.
Doggy, it's that easy. And that's food for 3 days.
I do ketchup and mustard mix with some brown sugar. That's my sauce. Ketchup, mustard, brown sugar. Mix that bitch. Tangy, little spice. Bangaroo, baby boy.
That's a good move.
I also do fucking, I wrap that shit in bacon.
That's a good move.
Bacon wrapped fucking meatloaf.
Dude, you want to know another good poor people snack? This might be rabbit food to some.
What is it?
But it is a delicious vegetable. Radishes.
I love radishes.
Dude, you can get a bag of radishes for like $2.
Yeah.
Big bag.
And it's a lot of flavor per bite. You feel like you're eating more than you're eating.
Yeah.
And they say it's good for your eyes. So I'm like, these things are going to be here forever, brother.
Hell yeah, dude. I love
I can see shit, yeah.
What a Breaking Bad ass thing to tell. You know what's good? Bag of radishes.
I mean, I do. I am partial. Like I invented them.
What's a good poor food, Danny? When you were a broke ass.
I don't know if this is. I think it is. But I really love cans of sardines.
Really?
Just like right out of the can.
That's wild.
My roommate's been eating sardines, and I make them eat them outside because they smell.
Oh, I fucking love that shit.
I don't like any of that shit, dude. You can't like now as an adult. I feel like you can't eat any canned fish in front of other people.
Dude, there's this place that just opened in Times Square, this Portuguese canned fish emporium thing. That it's like this famous Portuguese.
That place is going to bomb. Nobody.
Honestly, it's the weirdest thing to have there. I walked by the other day.
Nobody's going to that place.
It looks like the Harry Potter store, and it's all different Portuguese canned fishes. This is it right here. Sardines.
The Portuguese.
Look at this place. It's crazy. But
literally, nobody's in there.
I walked by there. There was zero people
in
there.
One blind lady and a bitch with a mask on. Like, she's like, where the fuck am
I? That's a blind lesbian. She went to the wrong place.
There's certain stores where you're like, how does this even fuck? I was in a mall and we passed a store where it was like all like accessories that were orange. That was the whole thing the store was. They were like, yeah, all of our shit's orange. You're like, how is this? How do people want orange shit this much? Yeah. You
what
fucking
a dumb
cocksucker.
Bitch idea.
It's just stupid bitch
like,
idea, dude.
She's like, I got one. Watch this.
I wonder actually if it still exists in my hometown after like the George Floyd stuff happened, and then like this store opened in
the
Burlington
store.
Mall in Ontario, Canada, and it was like
they
all
canned air.
Black owned. It was just like this black owned products store, but it was like happened like specifically after George.
Remember
Floyd?
That comedian fucking put together an app for like black owned businesses?
Yeah,
that went viral.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah, the John.
And I use it as well to know which businesses to avoid. Like, thank you very much. I appreciate which businesses to know that I'm going to go get good service at now and fucking not have to wait an hour for some fucking uppity cunt to not fucking serve me my shit. Fucking bitch. God damn it, dude. You ever go to a black-owned restaurant? You'll never get served. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm sure I have. No, I like Caribbean. Oh, yeah. Well, there's if you ever go to Toronto, there's this place, Pat's. Jerk like chicken place or whatever, and like the whole deal is everybody, it's like he's like the soup Nazi.
Oh,
it's on
that.
Queen Street, but it's so fucking good, like it's one of the best places.
I hate it,
but the whole thing is
it's the
like,
first five letters of soup
like
Nazi?
Anybody in Toronto like knows it's no but like but but yeah, it's the food's incredible and he's just so salty, like everybody's like, you go in there and you're like walking on eggshells ordering from him.
I don't like that. I don't like a place that's going to make it their thing to be a fucking cunt to me.
Yeah,
it's like, that's part of your marketing, really?
Yeah,
are you out of your mind?
There was a
it's not even part of their marketing though. It's this place is like actual like shithole, like he just is
we
that
went
way.
To a burger spot where they said that they were like, they where was it, Austin?
I didn't go, but I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, dude, like the people are like fucking assholes. You're not going to want to bring Lewis there. Then I went and they couldn't have been any sweeter.
Yeah.
And I was like, everyone's telling me you guys are assholes. They were like, really? They were like hurt. I was like, did I just hurt somebody's feelings? Yeah, no, I like, that's like a fucking smile. I like, you know, just be happy to be at your job that day, doggy.
I liked down in Florida, there was that, it was called Bacon Bitch. And it was like a breakfast spot. And they call everybody bitches when they walk up to the plate. Or walk up to your table. They're like, hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. I don't mind that. That's like kind of a funny little thing. Yeah. That's not just being a cunt to be a cunt.
Yeah, you're right.
There was a bagel store right near my place in Gramercy when I used to live in Gramercy. It was called Essa Bagel. And the line was out the door. But if you got to the point where you were ready to like order, they were like, next. And you're like, And if you do that, they go, next. And they go to the next guy.
I find that.
But then you have to go to the back of the line.
I'm totally fine.
No,
with
I don't
that's
like that.
Fucking.
You had the whole time to wait.
Dude, I don't give a
fuck. Dude, honestly, you're triggering me because that's what my girl does, and I'd be like, back
"Well, that's
the
what
line.
I do." Let me tell you something, dude. I don't decide what I want to eat until the waiter comes directly to me. I've not decided. I'll peruse the menu, right, and then I'm like, "Ah." What I do every time I ask.
Wait, you're saying at a restaurant? Though.
At a restaurant,
that's different.
But even if like it's just whatever it is, I order under pressure.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of take everything and then I don't decide until it's my time to order. And then I go
and
I'll take
just
that.
Fucking pull
every
the board.
Every fucking time.
You're big on asking what they recommend.
And then at a restaurant, I like to ask what are your
and
recommendations?
It's always the most expensive thing. Oddly.
No, not always. You get a good waiter. If
it's the crab legs.
I like to ask what the waiter recommends. I like to know what other people are eating. I also like to get a whole variety, a bunch of different appetizers. We all fucking share.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Everyone shares. Maybe we get a couple of entrees. We share the entrees. I'm family style, doggy.
Yeah, me too.
I like to share all day.
You want to come to Friendsgiving November 12th?
November 12th? Where is it at?
In Philly. My house.
Doggy, I would love to come to Friendsgiving. Let's I'm not go, celebrating dude. Thanksgiving this year. My girl's going on. She got a show. And my sister is like, I'm not doing Thanksgiving this year. And
dude, pull
like,
up.
All right, dude. I'll fucking come to Friendsgiving.
Really? Let's go. People just bail on Thanksgiving?
You guys are all invited.
Is it potluck?
Yeah. Wait,
potluck? Is that what it's called?
Oh, dude. If these food stamps hit by this weekend, I'm getting the biggest turkey they have available.
It's over, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, I'll just get a duck or something. But
a duck's better. It's a better bird.
Yeah. I was just thinking of a smaller bird, but.
A duck is a better bird.
Oh.
It's actually probably a way more expensive
way
bird,
more
technically,
expensive.
Right?
All
right?
Well, then I
yeah,
won't.
Turkey
no duck.
For
turkey
also, dude,
you know,
ShopRite.
Turkey's the cheapest.
Aren't turkeys free at ShopRite or some shit?
Doggy, maybe.
If you go to ShopRite, if you spend over like $100 on some other shit, they just give you a free turkey.
Yeah, but I'm not going to like the... Oh, okay. I thought you meant like the hood turkey give out.
Yeah, you thought like Mike Tyson was giving
them
out.
Like where the local drug kingpin is.
Yeah. Turkeys. See, I'm not that poor, dude.
Lucius Jefferson today gives back to the community in the form of 500 turkeys.
Hey, can you make sure my girl's getting empanadas? She already went. Okay, good. Doug, I'm fucking. I get to eat for the next 2 or 3 days, and I'm so excited.
You're pumped.
Dude, I'm fucking pumped.
Yeah, dude.
You want cupcakes? Yeah, I brought cupcakes in.
Might get a cupcake.
They're the fucking fire ass cupcakes.
Might have to help.
Shout out McCrum's Bakery.
Nice.
A cupcake. Can I tell you what? You could have like 3 or 4 cupcakes. That's like the size of a normal piece of cake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like cupcakes are pretty fucking small.
Yeah, probably will have one.
Fucking salivating right now. I'm such a fat
Were you eating like super dialed in, all leading up to the fight?
I was crazy. Yeah. I was a crazy person leading up to this fight. My diet.
Did you have
was
a plan? Like, did you have a plan, or you're just like super clean?
No, I mean, I just ate super clean. I exercised once or twice a day. Every day, I was either running or boxing or both every single day. Sparred almost every day. I don't want to weigh 10 pounds more than Tim. Right. I was like, so the day before the weigh or the day of the weigh, and I actually cut weight. I went on a 2 mile run. I did six Garbage rounds bag. Of, not to do that, but I went to the sauna. I did 6 rounds on pads because I was like, I'm not going to have the excuse be, oh, Lewis is a lot bigger than Tim, you know? So I weighed 197. He weighed 194 when we weighed in, which is super fair. Yeah. And Tim's a big fucking dude. Tim looked bigger than me, in my opinion. From my perspective, Tim looked fucking huge.
I think it was you cutting weight made you look a little drained, and he put on weight. So he was just up there flexing.
Yeah. And I was like, no, please give me food. But I remember after, you know, I went to the sauna, we did the weigh-in, and then we had a comedy show. But before the comedy show happened, we went to a taco truck. And, dude, I ate. It was the best meal of my life. Like, it gave me fucking joy. Like, every bite was just amazing. And then they had a whole thing of grapes and backstage. I was just hammering grapes the whole night. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
When you're dehydrated grapes, there's no better food than fucking grapes, dude.
And you're, I guess you're dehydrating yourself purposely, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the way in. Thanks, Shannon.
Tim looks like he's boxing in the 20s.
Yeah,
Tim looks like he boxes like this.
Why I oughta.
Yeah, Tim is a savage. He's a fucking lunatic. The whole time I'm fighting him too, there's this crazy look in his face. I was like, Tim, stop looking at me like this, dude. I have to fucking hit you harder if you're looking at me like this.
Him and Stein both did that. Every time they got hit, they were like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. They got really nuts. Lit. But yeah, I fucking truly love Tim Butterly. He's one of the best people in the world. Yeah,
that's couldn't the homie.
Couldn't ask for a better son. All right, let's see. Toit or Noit, Acapulco, police officer breastfeeds a baby who went without food for 2 days. Not their baby.
Toit or Noit.
I didn't know you could breastfeed kids that weren't yours.
Yeah, wet nurse.
Some bitches will just fucking create milk without even being pregnant.
Well, there's like the I don't know if it exists now, but wet nursing, which was like back in, you know, whatever. Like, it's if you never stop creating milk, you can just, so people was like, that's their jobs.
Yeah,
just breastfeeding,
which is also fucking really weird. I would have a problem with my kid sucking on the tit of another woman.
Yeah,
especially if that woman wasn't the same race as my kid. Yeah.
Don't
right?
Wanna, yeah, you don't want to mess them
depends
up.
Depends what it is, I guess.
Some Japanese fucking milk?
No.
Dude? Like fucking...
No.
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 All right, real quick, we must talk about one of our new sponsors, which is Kudo. Really an incredible, incredible snack. I love Kudo. They are a protein popcorn, and the official protein popcorn of the UFC, so you know they're healthy. 10 whole grams of protein in every single bag, and it's actually keto-friendly, which is incredible. So if you guys are trying to lose weight and get your protein in, this is a great way to do it. They have 3 different flavors. They have garlic, parmesan, white cheddar, and salty sweet kettle corn. They all taste incredible and make healthy snacking something that you'll actually enjoy.
Absolutely, Lou. And they're all gluten-free, preservative-free, 100% whole grain, keto-friendly, and they have 70 calories per cup. It's made right here in the U.S. of A.
I'll tell you right now, it is a great snack. They truly taste delicious. I just had a bag on my way into the studio today. Just go to kudosnacks.com, KUDOsnacks.com, and when you check out, use the promo code RAP. You're going to save 25% off. I promise you right now, try this popcorn. You're going to absolutely love it. I snack on it all the time now. Once again, that is kudosnacks.com. Use that promo code RAP for 25% off. All right, where were we? Shannon, what is this? Let's see here.
So it was after the hurricane in Mexico, and so they weren't able to, this kid didn't eat in 2 weeks, and they told this officer.
2 weeks? No.
Oh, no, sorry, two days. And then this officer just came over, and she has kids at home, so she just whipped it out. And
hell yeah, dude, she's pretty toy.
Yeah, that's a pretty selfless, nice thing to do.
Can we see her titty?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I gotta see the tit.
I think this is as good as it gets.
What the hell?
I do have like a better, once you guys all weigh in, I have something else to show you.
I would have got online.
Oh, yeah, I would have went to the lady next door.
Medal.
It's pretty hot.
If I was the baby, I'd be like, the bitch in the orange shirt. Yeah.
Probably
12.
Just breastfeeding in general is kind of hot. That's a nice fucking loophole on YouTube, Facebook, all the shit. Just like just breastfeeding pages on Instagram. You see fucking, it'll be a girl, it'll be some slut. She's got a big fat tit.
Fucking enormous, just one out, stretched all the way out into this kid's mouth.
And then she's like, hi. And she goes, and it's just to get fucking views. It's one of the creepiest things ever, and I feel ashamed that I jerk off to these things. But
does nothing for me, thankfully. Yeah.
The new Mr. Beast video is that, actually. He sucks on 100 Kenyan ladies' tits. Feeds the whole village with it.
Yeah, I mean, I say Toit. Why not?
Yeah, she's good. Yeah.
Why not, Shannon?
Yep.
Was there a second part to that, Shannon?
Yeah, so I looked up another, if there were other videos, just so we could get a better look at her face. This is not in English, but it's a better look of her face.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Shannon. Oh, my God. Oh,
no. That bitch look like Brandon Moreno.
I still smash. Why not?
Yeah.
She's a good woman.
She's a hero. She deserves it.
Did you guys see the... so we watched the parents stealing the Halloween candy.
Yeah.
We saw that one. And I defended those parents. I just don't really give a fuck. I think it's kind of funny in its own way, right? Like, they're trash parents. Trash parents do trash things. You should not expect anything different. There was another set of
kids. The opposite video. I saw that.
That video was
cool.
It was so sweet. This little Mexican family comes up, and it's like, you know, the take one thing, you know, the bucket of candy on the porch, and it's empty. And then they're like, oh, there's no candy. And then they leave. And then the one little kid's like, let's just leave candy for other kids. And he starts taking candy out of his own little bucket. And he puts it in the fucking bucket. And all the other little Mexican kids come over and they start putting candy in the bucket. And it's adorable. And then it's really adorable because then they take one each back.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to take one. So they also want it to trick or treat.
It's funny what goes viral and what doesn't. Because I'm like, I saw the first one and I did not see this one.
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
I saw the second one. I think the first one.
The first one's too. All the comments were like, fucking gypsies.
Yeah, piece of shit.
No, it wasn't. No, they weren't saying they were. Everybody was saying they were gypsies.
They were gypsies?
Yeah. That's at least what I saw in the comments. Like old, it didn't sound like they were speaking Spanish.
I'm convinced the first one was basically like a trash trap.
Yeah. Because
the way it was shot. And then you find out it was like a famous country singer's house.
Mm.
And I think he had that ring cam set up specifically to shame a family for taking the candy. Okay.
Yeah, everyone in the Race Live chat is saying that these are all staged. Everything is staged. I don't know. I didn't get the sense that these little kids were. They would be having pretty good at nailing that thing.
Yeah.
They have to really nail it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't kind of like act very naturally. Like when you're doing something for the camera, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not really that
easy.
The
moment you know that a camera's watching you, like it becomes a way.
Especially little kids like that. I didn't get the sense that was staged. Like those little kids, you know, did that. But it was sweet. It was, and you know what? Fuck it. If it was staged, you know.
Yeah, who cares?
It's actually nice to see something staged with something positive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's all of those staged videos where it'll be like in a classroom and it'll be like, teacher, call student the N-word. It's like, you a damn. It just calls him the N-word in the classroom. Like, what is happening here? Why is nobody defending this kid? You find out it's just like a video that was made to go viral.
Yeah, there's this, and I can't remember what it's called, but there's this insane YouTube channel, and that's all it is these fake interactions. And there's this one where this black guy's trying to buy a chair from this antique store, and the guy's like, you can't afford a chair. And then the guy's like in a wheelchair or something, and then at one point the white guy pushes the black guy down the stairs, and you're like, this is so crazy.
Dude, I think it's the same page. There's one of like a dude arguing with a chick on an airplane, and she slaps him, and he fucking slaps the dog shit out of her.
Then
they argue for like 7 minutes, and then they're like, so this was staged. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, well, there was the one you said. There's like, you know, it's a sound stage on the airplane. Why?
The LED.
Oh, the LED lights. No, these aren't even like. This is like a. It's essentially sketch comedy.
Yeah,
but it's just.
It's always the same classroom. It's not comedy.
It's just no. Yeah. But they're just like, I guess people have these channels of just like emotional.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we cover them on Legion of Skanks. We cover them on Legion of Skanks. There's a few YouTube channels where they create entire like movies where it'll be like, you know, white woman throws black baby into sewer, and you're like, what the? I have to click on that.
Yeah, and then it, the clown throws it back.
Katooey.
Dude, there's a video of a like firemen saving black kids from like a third story apartment, and somebody put it in reverse, and I was dumb enough to believe that firemen were just putting black kids into an apartment hilarious. That was on fire.
Oh yeah, so funny.
For like a week, I was like, this is crazy. Why is this happening?
Like, what type of world are we in? Are you questioning society? Yeah, I think that's like. In a weird way, it's like good that all of that shit is happening because I think everyone's starting to go like, oh, I don't trust anything anymore.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to get riled up the way that we do when we see shit.
Yeah, people do though. If you look at the comments though on these things, everybody thinks they're real. Like most people don't. They go, this is despicable.
How yeah, but I think people will start to be, this is it.
Dude, I saw this. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
It's the assembly line of it that's so funny. It should have like old-timey factory music.
That fucking rules. Oh, there's a bunch of them.
That's legit hilarious, actually. That's so funny.
Yeah, there's so much like misinformation. And there's so many, like, you don't even know what's real. Everything with the AI stuff that's coming out to the deepfake stuff that's coming out, like, at one point you're going to go like, oh, shit, like, nothing is even, like, even
nothing's
slightly
reliable. Yeah,
yeah, I think most people feel that way about the news. Like, nobody watches the regular news anymore. Because everyone, you know, probably a decade ago, once the internet started, like, covering shit in a more real way, was like, oh, this is, like, fucking obviously just, like, bullshit.
Well, I mean, we even
noticed they keep getting caught lying, too.
Like, we even noticed it in Europe. Like when we were, because we were watching all the Israel Palestine shit. Excuse me,
East Palestine.
Yeah. We were watching that all on like BBC News, and the way it's presented there is just so matter of fact. Here's the news of the day. This is why they're upset. This is why they're upset.
Yeah,
there was no like, yeah, no. See what Israel's up to today.
Like, it was all very matter of fact. Here is the world news.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I really love being an ignorant fuck. It's so, like, nice not even pretending to care.
Yeah.
Like, I like, the Israel-Palestine, something I don't care. I don't care. Let me make that very clear. I don't care. But, like, I don't care on such a level where it's like, I know nothing.
Yeah, I do no research.
I know so little about what's going on with Israel and Palestine. Nothing.
Yeah.
And people try to talk about it. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I don't even want to fucking know, dude.
I mean, the
Beat
thing
it.
Is there's five of those things right now. So you're like, why? You're like, I don't care about
Yeah, there's all
anything.
This shit that's yeah. going on. Like, if you were to ask me, my assumption, right? If you go into fucking Africa right now, there's some fucking babies being headed in the jungles
Guaranteed.
Right now. They're being fucking split in half. Their heads are being put on spikes for the name of some fucking Zimbabwean fucking god. I don't know, dude. If you start putting videos on my fucking Twitter, it's gonna be a crisis, right? Yeah. Everyone's gonna start changing their flags to Kenyan flags or some shit, right? And fucking, you know, no more hashtag, no more spearing babies. But they're not doing that right now. Instead, they're focusing on this other thing. Yeah. But the world is fucking crazy out there.
And it'll be a new thing.
There's some crazy shit happening in this country. When you see all the money that we give out to fucking other countries, then you're like, oh, then they, I don't even know how much of this is true, but you'll hear it's like, oh, we could end homelessness with like this amount of money. And then they go, we gave fucking Israel or we gave the Ukraine this amount of money. And it's like for 1/10 of what we gave the Ukraine, we can end homelessness.
Oh, for sure.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think we should end homelessness. I think we should distribute that money amongst middle class folks.
Amen.
To let them do a little bit better.
Yeah.
Fuck the homeless. They're losers.
Like, just like a slight tax break.
Yeah. Shannon, what is this? Hold on. There was one story. There was a dog story, right, Shannon?
Yeah, the Southwest Airlines kicking off the woman for tending to her puppy.
For petting her dog.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Southwest Airlines kicks off a passenger for tending to her 8-week-old puppy. What do the rules say, though? Is she allowed to take the puppy out of the bag?
So they
technically, no. I travel with a dog, and no.
Yeah.
You're technically not, but I don't
I'm
know.
Just saying, dude.
My dog escaped one time. It just happens, running up and down the aisle.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's just because you open the thing for his head to get a little air, and then
I would, if I saw a dog
out.
Running up and down the aisle, I would kick open the door and let it just fucking get sucked out. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your fucking mind?
I mean,
mind?
It was not on purpose, but it happened. Everybody was generally cool about it. But
people that have dogs are so just inconsiderate of the rest of society.
Mm.
I agree.
You decided to keep fucking livestock in your life.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But
that was a one-time thing. But
I saw an Asian bitch. Her dog pissed on the fucking floor in the airport, dude.
Yeah.
And she took one napkin and put it in it. It's the soaked napkin. She let it drip over to the garbage. And she just left a pile of piss and the drip. I mean, I was so mad. I had to stop myself from having an incident. I was like, dude, I'm going to let this go. I was like, but I felt the need. I was like, I need to put a stop to this. It was actually a really big moment of growth. Because I fucking was so mad.
Hate crime?
I was so mad, dude. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And that is the attitude that people that have dogs have.
That's not all of them.
Very often.
Yeah.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't. I want to get a cat, but not a dog.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I think they're wild animals. I'm a big believer in like let things go to the woods.
Yeah.
My dog would not last a minute in the woods.
What type of dog do you have?
It's some sort of small Yorkie poo. Shit.
Some gay shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's
my girl's dog.
That's falcon food, bro.
It's my girl's dog from before we were dating. But, he can't take care of himself.
Shannon, what happened with this passenger?
So she had her her puppy, like, zipped up under her seat. I'll show you a picture of the puppy. And here's a puppy. A little 8-week-old puppy.
Aww.
Zipped up in a carrier into the seat. And then...
I would try to flush him down the toilet on the flight. If that thing ran under my feet... You just hear.
So the puppy was whining a little bit. So she like took it out a little bit from under the chair, unzipped the carrier just to tend to it. She didn't take it out. She just unzipped it.
Can I say this is her story?
I've used that defense too. Yeah,
this is not her story. This is from the people.
I just unzipped it. What?
This is from the people sitting
next to her. I was just tending to it.
It was whining.
It was whining.
This is the people that are telling the story, the people that were sitting next to her, and they filmed the whole incident.
Do we have the video?
I have a little bit of it when they were kicking her off. This is the TikTok video.
No, I'm not going to have you touch a thing of mine. You are rude. You are mean.
It's crazy how much I already don't believe her, and I did believe Tiffany Gomez just because of
how
shocked she was.
Yeah, this fucking dumpy bitch.
Yeah.
she's...
Don't
I just don't. I don't buy that she simply opened it slightly and then petted it slightly.
So there was also a little bit of a disagreement between her and the flight attendant. So the flight attendant came over and said, you have to close it, put it back under the seat. And then, so I guess there was a little bit of a back and forth between her and the flight attendant. And they were like, you know what, just if you can't abide by these rules, then just you have to get off the plane. So they put, they brought the plane back to the airport because it had just started pulling away.
Oh, wait, it was in the air?
No, 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 no. It was just like started to drive away.
It was taxiing?
Yes, that's the word. And so she got kicked off. And then when this couple spoke up for her, the couple that's recording this, they also got kicked off the flight. They got their money refunded, though. She did not.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I don't know, man. Just, I'd be annoyed that they fucking re-taxied the plane.
That's crazy.
I would lose my fucking mind.
I would be like, if I was like, yo, shut up. Yo, everyone, just take off. I don't really care. You can pet your dog while we're in the fucking air.
Yeah, once we're in the air, you can take the dog out. They can't really
do anything. Yeah, they're not going to do anything. But like now you're just disrupting every single person.
Could they land the plane for that, though?
Like, no,
don't they do that if they got to kick
somebody
off?
Not going to land the plane because you keep petting your dog.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
My assumption is they were getting ready to take off, and there's some type of rule with specifically take off and landing.
Yeah, yeah there is. Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's like they say, like, you got to have, like, the rules for the dog in those cases is they got to
top.
Thanks, dog.
Dog joke, folks.
Yeah, I would assume because then, like, if she's got the dog in her lap and it takes off.
It's got to be closed. The bag has to be closed.
And then it shoots across and the dog breaks neck on the top of the plane. They sue the airline.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's because it was the takeoff landing thing.
Dude, I fucking. So the reason they keep you, you have to keep your bag underneath, like really like underneath, is because the shift in altitude, like your bag will just fucking, you know, will go up and fucking like hit somebody.
Oh, for sure.
But that's actually what happens. That's why you're supposed to keep your seatbelt on too, because like people, like once in a while they'll have to like
you hit an air pocket.
Yeah,
or whatever,
dude, and then your neck is snapped.
Yeah, for sure. People if you, in turbulence, you don't put your seatbelt on, and then you just
don't put my seatbelt on. I don't put my phone into airplane mode.
No, that's bullshit. The airplane mode.
Yeah, that's psychotic.
My girl's like, "What? You're not putting your phone into airplane mode?" I'm like, "What are you, retarded?"
No, I purposely start doing more things as we're taking off. I try to like create signals and try to like add extra fucking
well you think
stuff
like if there was a chance that you could take the plane down with your phone on that they would allow
there's it there's no way I refresh Instagram until we're like 10,000 feet I'm like fuck
yeah dude nonstop the whole time also on T-Mobile I don't have T-Mobile but I just use somebody else's T-Mobile phone number for free internet on United.
That's smart. Dude, I sit there like a retarded guy and look at my map the whole time because that's the only thing that works on a plane for some reason if you don't have the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But you can see where you are like over the country.
Oh, dude, I'm a crazy
But you can also
person.
Just see on the plane they have the map. That's like what all the autistic people watch is on the screen. They just watch the map too.
I guess we didn't have a screen on mine. Oh. But
damn, dude. What flight were you on? Jesus Christ.
Dude, you paid for it. Come on, Doug.
Damn, I was really cheap with Team Butterly. God damn. With Spirit Airlines?
No, it was American.
Okay, it's not bad.
Yeah, it was nice.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up. This has been fun. You guys are the shit, dude. Thank you guys very much for joining us on today's podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.